The UN has to do a bit of its homework, you know, because there are no asylum seekers in Ethiopia. There is a conceptual mistake. There are three concepts: refugees, migration, and asylum seekers. Is there migration from Eritrea? Yes, it is a global phenomenon, as it is happening all over the world. I mean, there is almost 32 million people migrating to different parts of the world. So we really don't understand why they are concocting certain terminologies of asylum seekers. A refugee kind of concept does not really fit into the Eritrean picture. And in Ethiopia, you don't ask asylum seekers. These are in camps. In fact, what we have in Ethiopia is detention camps.
But Ambassador, some human rights groups are blaming your government policy of perpetual national service for young men and women, running away from this concept and policy to seek asylum outside the country, especially in neighboring Ethiopia. What do you say to that?
This is a part of the defamation and disinformation campaign. And it's a PR exercise by the Ethiopian government and the UNHCR, which are looking for funding. You know, they have to have a poster, a child, you know, to get the funding. Ethiopia gets a foreign exchange return on this issue of claiming there are refugees or asylum seekers. Countries. These are transit countries. And you'll find Eritreans, even Kenyans, Ugandans, even Ethiopians all over the world, you know, trying to transit through Africa, through Uganda, Kenya, South Sudan, even most of them going to South Sudan. You don't see camps in South Sudan. And you see camps only in Yemen and Ethiopia, because even the Ethiopians who try to go to Qatar and Saudi, you know, they are detained in a camp in Yemen. But if you have noticed, about 3-5 months ago, almost 135,000 Ethiopians were returned. These are illegal migrants or undocumented. They deported them to Ethiopia. So, I mean, even today, if you look about America, what is really the debate now in terms of migrants, immigrants? All this kind of issue is a global issue. So I really don't understand why they target Eritrea for a specific. But also, it's an agenda to weaken Eritrea and also to demonize and decapacitate the capacity of the Eritrean army to defend its sovereignty. While our country is occupied, they are calling for us to abandon the national service. It's not the national service that's really a problem. It's the deliberate distortion.
Your country has been accused of poor human rights record as part of the motivating factor or the catalyst that makes your young men and women want to leave the country rather than stay and help build the country up. What do you say to that?
That is a deliberate, this is why I was trying to say this is a deliberate part of the deliberate disinformation and defamation campaign that has been going for the last about 10, 15 years. For whatever reason, they have been lying, they have the money, they have the institutions to lie. All what we can do is explain to the public, come and see Eritrea, the inside situation. This is a country where there is really peace. You know, you don't even find any of the ministers having bodyguards, including in the entire Eritrea, except the airport. You don't even see metal detectors, electronic metal detectors, including the president's office. You don't get really searched. You just go in. So that is the most peaceful country, with 50% Christian, 50% Muslim. You can walk, you know, and after midnight, and nothing will happen to you. So it's the most peaceful. Even when you talk about the so-called refugee, there is always internally displaced refugees. If you look at Somalia, South Sudan, and even in Syria, what happens is those areas are at war. People will be internally displaced, and some would cross over to the other area and become refugees. But in Eritrean case, it's the most below. Most of them are, in fact, trafficked, human trafficking. They are victims. I can give you the price to go to Ethiopia, how much they pay, to go through Ethiopia, to go through Sudan, how much they pay. So this is a global phenomenon, migration. Is there poverty? Yes. But in terms of accusation, these are just baseless allegations. But they have to create a pretext for their funding exercise.
Now, what is the motivation for people to demonize your country? Critics of your country say it has been a pariah and that the government has been in power since independence. There's no democracy. Constitution has been suspended. These are some of the criticisms that are leveled against your administration of being not transparent. What do you say to those criticisms?
This is an insult not to the government, to tell you frankly. The Eritrean people know who they are, what they want, how they live. So this should be left to the people of Eritrea. And if the government is living in peace, when the ministers don't have any bodyguards, when the whole country is in peace and everybody's movement, as I told you, there is no even metal detector except the airport in any of the hotels or any of ministerial offices or presidential offices, what does that show? So I think it's the people of Eritrea. You cannot be more Catholic than the Pope. But these people, you know, be it NGOs, be it governments, you know, they have their own agenda and their own fund-making exercise. They have to do that. But why are we targeted? For two reasons, the way I see it. Number one is we think out of the box, because Eritrea, even though it does not reject foreign aid, but foreign aid is a catalyst. That's what we say. We have to graduate. We should be having an economic development agenda with self-reliance, number one. Number two, our strategic location. We are located in a very volatile region at the Red Sea, 1,200 kilometers. To the north, there is Suez Canal. To the south, there is Bab el-Mandeb. It's a trade route, you know, which every big power wants to control. And Eritrea has said, I'm not going to be allowing you to have bases in there. There are bases in Djibouti. There are drone bases in Ethiopia. There are bases in Somalia and all these things. But Eritrea is saying, no, this is our territory. We want peace and stability in the region. So for thinking out of the box, for our strategic location, we have been targeted. That's the whole purpose.